Ana, yo necesito que por favor usted salude en Nigeria, oígame bien, Nigeria, al doctor Dimi Ogoina. Él es el presidente del Comité de Emergencia para la viruela símica, el Mpox. Mpox es un nuevo brote que hay en el mundo. Se conoce como la viruela del mono. Este es el hombre que descubrió el origen de esa viruela. Esa es la primera pregunta. Ana, este brote afecta a 100.000 personas, principalmente en la comunidad gay y bisexual. ¿De dónde sale esta viruela? ¿Cuál es el origen?
Good morning, Dr. Ogoina. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Doctor, can we begin by asking you, where do you trace back the beginnings of this strain of Mpox?
Yeah, so what we know is that that's a new strain of the clade 1 variant of Mpox. Of course, we know there are two major clades of Mpox, clade 1 and clade 2. Clade 2 was what caused the global outbreak that started in 2022 and spread to over 100 countries. Clade 1 had been restricted to some countries in Central Africa, especially in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So what was observed in April 2023, they observe an unusual number of cases of Mpox amongst adults, especially gay and bisexual men, and subsequently in another district in what they call South Kivu in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They noticed that commercial sex workers and adults, especially adults that had multiple sexual partners, were having Mpox. It was at this time that genetic studies, molecular studies, suggested that there was a new strain, which is now categorized as clade 1B, that is being transmitted in parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo. So it is believed that, in fact, phylogenetic studies suggested that it originated in the Democratic Republic of Congo, specifically in South Kivu, perhaps in 2023, early in 2023, and then started spreading in that region.
Pues nos dice que se cree que, según los estudios que han hecho, se originó en la República Democrática del Congo en el 2023 y empezó a esparcirse en ese entonces la viruela del mono. Eso es lo que saben de esas variantes. Nos dice que hay dos variantes que pudieron identificar y que están causando ahora mismo esta alerta por parte de la OMS.
Ana, yo quisiera preguntarle por qué este virus está enfocado en la comunidad gay. ¿Cuál es la relación del virus con los homosexuales?
Can you share with us what's the connection between the LGBTQ community and this virus? Why is it more dominant, or it's happening more in this community?
Yeah, so I think what is the current strain of Mpox we are worried about, this clade 1B, is not as dominant in the LGBT community as the clade 2 was. Because apart from the initial cases that were observed amongst a few LGBT community, predominant number of cases were amongst heterosexuals and female sex workers. And even the international spread from the DRC to other countries in Africa, even children and pregnant women are being affected. So I think for emphasis, the clade 1B is not necessarily focusing on the LGBT community. And what this tells us is that Mpox, the epidemiological pattern of Mpox is expanding. What we used to know is that it was focused on the LGBT community, but we're having situations where female sex workers, casual heterosexuals, and even children are coming up with Mpox in Africa.
Pues nos dice que esta 1B que se está esparciendo no está exclusivamente en la comunidad LGBT. Nos dice que actualmente la preocupación es que no es dominante solo en esa comunidad como la anterior cepa, sino que está presente también en heterosexuales, y eso se está viendo mucho en los países de África, que también niños y mujeres embarazadas se han visto afectadas. Entonces nos dice que el Mpox inicialmente sí se veía mucho en la comunidad gay, pero en este caso de la 1B no se está viendo solo en esa comunidad.
Ya van 537 muertos en el Congo este año por el Mpox. ¿Qué conclusiones han sacado? ¿Qué otras conclusiones han sacado de esta nueva variante 1B y qué se puede hacer para frenar la propagación del virus?
What other conclusions have you guys attained from this new strain in terms of, you know, the fatality rate and what could be done to contain the spread of this virus?
Yeah, so what is known about this new strain is that it is believed that it is more transmissible than the previously known strain of clade 1A and also of clade 2. It's also believed that perhaps it has more presents with more severe disease, meaning that patients may have more morbidity and mortality, although we will need more evidence to confirm that, because currently a number of the cases have been shown to have severe disease and some have died. But we cannot exclude the role of other confounding factors that will contribute to this. What is also concerning about this is that it is spreading sexually. It's a sexually transmitted strain, as opposed to the other strain in DRC and Central Africa that was not necessarily sexually, was not sexually transmitted. It was zoonotic, from animals to human, then non-sexual human-to-human transmission. But this strain is sexually transmitted in Africa. This is the first time we're having a clade 1B strain that is sexually transmitted. But what is important to be done is so that we're all aware that we have a new strain. One other thing about the strain is that it is, you know, observed that it does not react to certain diagnostic tests. So there's a chance of false negative if samples are tested using the wrong diagnostic test because of some gene deletions in the viral genome. The essence of the public health emergency of international concern is to ensure that we have global partnership and we enhance surveillance and other medical countermeasures that are required to ensure that we address this problem so that we don't repeat history, because ultimately if we don't address the problem in Africa, this new strain can circulate to other parts of the world.
Well, Dr. Damien Ogoina, thank you so much for your time in W Radio. It's been a pleasure having you today in our show.
Thank you very much.
Esta variante se transmite mucho más de la anterior, da unos síntomas mucho más severos. Digamos que la mortalidad parece que también es mayor, aunque necesitan más evidencia para confirmar esto, pero el número de casos está demostrando que sí enferma mucho a las personas y que puede llegar a ser mucho más mortal, aunque no pueden descartar otros factores que estén llevando a esa situación. Es una variante que se transmite sexualmente. Han visto esto en África Central. Antes se transmitía de animal a humano. Ahora mismo se está viendo cómo sexualmente en África también se transmite esta enfermedad, y eso es lo que saben de esta nueva variante 1B, que también les preocupa que no reacciona siempre a los exámenes de detección, sino que hay falsos negativos. Así que esta es una amenaza para él en la cual hay que hacer una alianza global para lidiar con el problema y no repetir la historia, y pues que se pueda frenar en África esta enfermedad.